Now we're joined in the studio by Jess Hill and Bronwyn Hill from Dreamview Farm and Creamery. Welcome.
Thank you.
Lovely to see you both in here.
Yeah, well, it's lovely to be here too.
It's such a beautiful day out there, isn't it?
Yeah, very exciting that it's your 100th episode.
Yes, that's right. You were in here on my very first episode, Jess. Yep. I remember very well. That was I remember we were just talking about how nervous I was and fiddling forgetting the staff and do. Actually, went to go find that show to see what music I played on it, but I must have forgot to record it. But yeah, the interview's still there, but not the rest of the show. But it'll be floating around somewhere. Aaron might be able to dig it out. But yeah, will he be bothered? Probably not. But yeah, not. Might be there somewhere still.
Yeah, we've just been telling Craig how cool and calm and collected he is. You see. And then he thought back to his first show.
Well, first.
He was really freaking out that first show.
Oh, for sure, yeah. But yeah, it was like any practice, you know.
After 100 times, you get pretty good.
For sure,
so,
yeah.
Congratulations to you.
Thank you, Bob.
We were just talking too about how amazing your show is, and I was like complimenting you on how hard you've worked on this.
Thank you, Bob.
There's an awful lot of work that goes in behind the scenes, and we really appreciate it.
It's fun. I really enjoyed it. I keep in touch with the headlines, you know, probably stick the headlines that way, otherwise I probably wouldn't bother. And I love like the weather and moon stuff and things like that. Will I get a chance to do any of that today? Probably not, but maybe. It's just fun. I get to meet a lot of interesting, chat to a lot of interesting people, and it's just great. Yeah,
that's cool. But it's quite a big task to find someone to try and interview every week, so, isn't it?
It can be. It's been actually quite good lately for some reason. But sometimes it's just nothing for weeks. So
yeah,
got to make up something to talk about.
Yeah, but I must say, Raglan's full of very talented, interesting people.
Oh, for sure, yeah.
So it's pretty cool.
And, because I suppose we've expanded out a bit now I think about it. It used to be just kind of agriculture, but now I think, do a few gardening things and stuff like that as well. And, fisheries, we had your flatmate, of course, on last week, Jess. She was very good, very interesting person.
Sounded like she enjoyed herself.
Excellent. That's good to hear. she sounded she sounded keen to come back again. So, listen back to that one. Julie Jacobowski, cool last name too. Oceanographer. I actually drove past just on that one. I was coming to town and I saw a bunch of kids and a few adults lined up along the side of things. So it must have been the dropping the oranges off thing.
She said they. I said, did they enjoy it? And she said, well, they did it, so they must have enjoyed it. I was like, oh, that's good.
Have they found out where the oranges went or whatever yet?
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. They did make a whole bunch of graphs and stuff, but I never actually asked her.
That's cool.
What the outcome was.
Active science,
Totally.
But anyway, we're here to talk about Dreamview and you guys anyway. I can't remember exactly when it was. It was maybe two and a bit years ago or something, the first show. I probably should have looked it up, shouldn't I, but didn't. So what's changed? Well, up at Dreamview, heaps.
Yeah. It's weird to think back and like try and remember what happened 2 years ago.
Yes.
But I guess the biggest difference biggest change we have is that we've got a new creamery now, a new factory.
Big, beautiful new building.
It certainly beats the 20-foot shipping container that we were in beforehand.
Yeah, it looked kind of pokey in there, I remember.
It was a little squashed and very hot.
Yeah. Very hot, yes.
Yeah. We had to squeeze past each other. It was, quite awkward.
There was usually three of us working in that little space, and now we've got, 200 square metres? 200 square metre building.
Big building.
It is a big building. But it's great. We have plenty of space and we have a lunchroom and I even have an office, which is exciting.
Cool.
All the bells and whistles. So
bathroom even.
And a bathroom. Absolutely. We used to have to go home to the houses to go to the bathroom.
So it's a big advantage.
So that's cool new development. And I'm trying to think staff wise, how many extra staff would you have now compared to years ago?
We probably would have
a few.
We've doubled easy, probably, wouldn't
we? Easily tripled. Yeah.
Tripled even?
No. Only doubled.
From 2 years.
I'm trying to think who was there. There was Shannon, of course, Coda.
Yeah.
Maren was still there.
Me and Dad.
You too.
Me, Ferguson Barney working with me on the farm.
That's right.
And Glenn.
And Glenn was there.
Yeah.
Well, he wasn't quite there then, maybe. Or was he? I can't remember. I'm trying to remember if he was quite there then or not. Maybe not.
Yeah.
But anyway, there or thereabouts.
Yep. There and after. Yep. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, so staff it's definitely got bigger. Delivery trucks. We've probably got maybe at least two more since.
How many in the black and white fleet now are there, Jess?
There's six. Whew. Black and white fleet. They all have names.
Okay.
Yeah.
And they're all named after our drivers have all named them.
Right.
Because a lot of them were from overseas, so they named them correlating to where they're from.
They come from.
Did you know that?
No, I didn't know that. No.
Yeah.
I know one's called Daisy. That's kind of the only one I remember. I thought, Rosie. Rosie.
Yeah,
can't remember that.
The first two trucks were named by us, so.
Yes.
Right.
Floss was the first one, was our one of the first pet cows that we had when we moved up to that farm. And we kept her
23 years ago.
Yeah. And then the next one was one of our favourite little calves, wasn't it?
The year that we started Dream
U. Yeah, called Rosie. And then after that, the other trucks, we let the drivers name that were driving those particular trucks. And depending on what part of the world they came from, they got all different names from
that's cool.
relating to where they drivers came from. So
when did you and David first go up there, do you remember, Brian?
Well, we were just talking about that, weren't we, Jess? Mm. Jess was three. So 23 years ago.
23 years ago.
Jess was three and the twins were one.
All right.
Yep.
Matt and Kathy.
Ideal time to move somewhere.
Yeah. Not. Yeah, it's a bit crazy.
That's beautiful farm up there. Lovely views.
Absolutely.
It is
a beautiful
great
view.
Great spot.
Hence the name Dreamview.
Yes, indeed. Yes.
You've got the same view where you live, pretty
much. Got them, pretty much. Just over the ways.
That's right.
Absolutely. That's lovely up there, and it's good. You're far enough out of town, but you're close enough. You know, it doesn't take long to get to town, but then you know, it's proper country sort of.
Yep, totally.
Living, you know, I love it up there.
Lovely.
But all right, and so. Okay, you've got heaps more trucks, you've got heaps more staff.
You've
got a big new building. Same amount of cows.
Same amount of cows.
But I suppose in the last couple of years, you were only calving once, weren't you? Now, you're calving, three times?
Three times.
Yes.
That's
a big change. Yeah. That has been a really big change, actually, that whole management of making sure we have milk all year round now. We can't have, the cows dry off for, 6 weeks like we would have used to, you know, over
just talk a bit closer on your microphone, please, Brian.
Sorry.
I can't reach you over there.
That's taken quite a bit of time to change.
Yeah, think what happened. Yeah, it's a slow process, isn't it?
It is a slow process, you can't just, doesn't just happen overnight. And we haven't bought any new stock. We've just slowly moved our existing stock, some of them at least, onto autumn calving rather than spring.
And when's the third one? Is it February or something?
Oh, December, January, third calving.
Okay. Is it this year or next year?
This year.
So
we just really hope that no one calves on Christmas Day. Come on, guys, just wait until after Christmas Day.
And something else happened, Kathy.
Oh yeah,
Your sister and your daughter, of course, Brian. She's back on the property now. She's doing farm management stuff now.
Yeah, absolutely.
She's managing the farm now, and then I manage the creamery, and
it's been an absolute amazing thing for us to have our family home doing these things. It's amazing. So. First of all, Jess, with all the passion and the absolute dedication that she brings to the job.
And the skills and the wiliness to make it all happen.
It's just hard, hard work. And then Kathy comes along and takes over. Well, first of all, she started working in the creamery, but she's not an inside girl.
All right.
She hated being inside. So she's taken over managing the farm. And, man, what a wonderfully amazing manager she is.
All right.
So we can just... You know, she's got everything really well sorted.
Excellent.
And she works with a few cool people, including you at times, Craig. You come in and do your thing too. And then, of course, your son, Matt, he was part of the group of engineers that designed the building. That was his first job out of uni.
Cool.
So it is the whole family have really been involved in setting it up, which is really cool.
He's coming back in a week or two to go and spray some weeds or something too, isn't it?
Yes, he is.
Excited for him to come home.
Yeah, he's going to work on the farm for a couple of months and then he's off to England to work. He's got a job over there.
Fair enough.
So that's pretty exciting. Yeah.
Yes,
we'll have him home for a while.
It's interesting when you think about it. It doesn't seem long, but yeah, there's actually been a lot kind of happening those two years.
A lot has happened.
I wonder. I suppose you wouldn't be able to know if, well, you might, Jess, off the top of your head, probably, or you might be able to estimate. I wonder how many customers you went from, like, maybe 2 years ago to, like, now, I wonder.
I can guesstimate how many litres we've sold between.
Oh, there we go, yeah.
That's what I strive for. Actually, even customers, we probably would have had about 1,000, just over 1,000 customers. And now we're close to 3,000 customers. Yeah. Litres, we're just doing about 6,000 litres a week at the moment.
Yeah.
And we were probably doing, we're probably doing about 4,000 litres back 2 years ago.
Okay.
Yeah, maybe 5,000. Yeah.
It's a big big jump.
It is a big jump.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and that was just perfect timing, really, with the new creamery.
Yeah.
Yeah,
when it was, because we just couldn't grow any bigger in our little 20-foot shipping container. So,
yeah. I'm trying to remember. I think you might have been going to maybe one or two like Binnens or something in Hamilton a couple of years ago, but now you're all over town.
Yeah, I don't know if we were going to Tauranga 2 years ago either, but
I don't think so.
I don't think so. No,
we might have just started, but yeah, we now go to Tauranga twice a week.
Yeah,
and Hamilton 6 times a week. And, yeah, we go to a whole bunch of different, whole food stores and greengrocers and butchers and supermarkets.
And like little deli type, specialty type stores.
It keeps us busy. But
some small supermarkets, but no big supermarkets.
Right.
Yeah, it does keep us busy. And then the raw milk side of it is definitely... Well, we're one of the few people that do that, actually. Mm. Not many other people actually do that. And that actually takes a lot of to tick all the right boxes for MPI to do that.
A lot of paperwork.
Yeah. Oh, it's okay. Once you get, we've been doing it for long enough now that it kind of is just...
It takes longer in the shed, of course, too. You got to do special things and clean
A lot more careful with how we clean and
disinfect. It's great. I wouldn't have it in. I love raw milk, yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. It's so good. Yeah.
And that's grown a lot in the last few years as the raw milk. And
great.
It has, actually, yeah.
Yeah. Good.
Yeah. And the pasteurised, the trim and cream.
Oh, yes.
There's a lot of people that like, especially around Hamilton, heaps of people that drink
trim milk. Trim kind of fans, even at home.
Mm.
No taste,
I think it's funny when customers buy like a bottle of trim and a bottle of cream. I'm like, why don't you just buy the full cream milk? And you get, obviously they're using it for different things, just makes me laugh.
And you've got a new product as well. Of coming out, or is it officially on the go?
Well,
or
it
just
kind
about?
Of is officially now. We just need to like
get Let me guess, more paperwork.
Yes,
more paperwork. Jess has been working
hard
on
all
that.
The paperwork.
How many hours? I had a guess how many hours we just do just for like the yogurt paperwork to get that sort of ready.
A week.
Well, actually, more. I can't really take. Mum did most of it.
We were able to steal
a lot of work that we'd already done for our pasteurised milk from
it doubled up.
But
yeah.
still
yeah.
a decent amount of time. Yeah. A solid 3 or 4 days. And also mixed in with a lot of procrastinating as well.
Or
getting distracted by other things that are more important at the time.
And understanding what they want you to tell them.
Yeah.
It's a diabolical. Yeah.
Is it only Ministry of Prime Ministries? Or is there other crowds you got to do paperwork for or whatever?
No,
or?
Just them. So we have, they have external auditors a different company that comes and audits us for them, on behalf of them.
Right.
Hmm.
So we...
That's every, month or whatever?
It's every year. It's actually every year for our pasteurised milk, and we'll be there for the yogurt, and then every 2 years for raw milk.
Okay.
So, used to be a lot more frequently, but now that we've been going longer, they've extended it out because they know we're sort of following the procedures. So they're letting us...
Being rewarded for your good deeds kind of thing.
I think so, yeah. The audits are amazing. Like, they are a full day non-stop.
Yeah.
Mm. nonstop, the whole day, just sitting down with this.
Look at the shed,
person.
Look at the thing, look at the that.
Yeah, the paperwork more than anything.
Right,
so
right.
Much paperwork. Yeah,
yeah. So many folders worth of paperwork.
Mm. Yeah.
And they test you on all sorts of things, and they choose a day, and they say, right. Show me this, and show me that, show me that you've done this, and show me that you've done that. So it's like an exam for a whole day.
All right, Yeah, I think it's like that in a lot of industries now. The paperwork is just more and more of it everywhere.
It is like that everywhere.
Anyway, the yogurt. How much are you making?
Exactly. Well, we've just been kind of playing around with it up until now. And now,
I've been the guinea pig a couple of times. It's delicious.
Yeah, you said you put it in your smoothies, eh?
I do put it in my smoothies.
Still need to make your smoothie recipe, Craig.
I'll drop you one off tomorrow when I make one.
How's deal. But, it's just like a natural Greek kind of style yogurt. Yes. Not any flavours yet. But the my favourite part about it, other than the fact that it's like seriously delicious, I was spooning some out onto my breakfast this morning and I was like, man, this is good. Like, this is just so good.
Yeah.
And, but the coolest part is that it's in glass, obviously. Mm.
Yep.
But when you think about it, there's not really any dairy yogurt in the supermarkets that are in glass. Like, all the coconut yogurt is in glass. But there's not really many other dairy yogurts.
Mm.
Actually, you're right. All the plastic ones, you know, the Fonterra ones and everything. Even the other smaller little ones.
Yeah,
they're all plastic.
No, it's great because we just sterilize the bottles and reuse them. And so we get bottles back all the time and send them out again. So.
Yeah.
Imagine how much plastic that's saving.
Mm. For
it's
sure.
incredible, really, when you think about it.
That's right.
And it's going to be the
especially
same.
Especially those little,
tiny little ones.
Kids, the six pack, the little bottle ones. Well, those big ones, slightly different. Yeah, still leaves plastic, but those little individual little
true.
Ones or whatever.
Yeah.
Heaps of plastic in those.
But the good thing about it, too, is that, we know that there's absolutely nothing at all added to it other than milk and the yogurt culture.
Yep. Yep.
So no additives, no sugar,
someone
nothing.
Asked me if there was sugar in the other day.
But there's nothing. So it's basically just
So it has to be pasteurised for the yogurt or?
Yeah. It does.
But when you make it, it kind of, that part of the process is sort of the heating it up part.
Mm.
Yeah.
And so you kind of ultimately pasteurise it then anyway.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, so exciting,
it's really exciting.
It's
and
been fun.
We'll put it, and I hope. I've just got to. Actually, just the other day, I emailed Foodstuffs and sort of said I want to put the yogurt in Foursquare and the other Foursquares that we supply. So I haven't heard back from him yet, but as soon as I do, it'll be in Foursquare down here.
All right.
And it's on the website for orders.
You'll be delivering it now?
We're delivering it. So you can order it for whatever order you've got. And
And then hopefully we might do a flavour.
Yeah. That's the plan.
I did, when you were mucking around with, I did try your vanilla bean.
You liked the vanilla bean, didn't you?
That was lovely. That was a good one.
I tried
the berry one, but I hear that was delicious too. Yeah.
And I also made a passion fruit one stage.
Oh, yeah.
Just for fun. And we just ate it. Out the stuff, all of our stuff.
Fair enough.
Took it home and so it was kind of cool.
Well, that's cool, yeah. I mean, you can expand that. There's lots of different ways out of yoga.
Yeah.
Once it sort of gets going and going well, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then everyone always asks, so when's your cheese coming?
Yeah.
We're like,
when's your cheese coming, Jess?
Yeah. Huh. Good question. It's been coming soon on the website for the last 5 years.
Yes, yeah. We're talking about the very first interview of the show. Is cheese coming?
Yeah.
Yes.
We thought we would. I thought we would have done it before we did yogurt, actually, because we were like, Mum loves doing it.
Yeah.
And it's so delicious, but it's like a whole another ball game, like a whole lot of extra equipment and time and
regulatory
stuff
that we'll have to do.
Whereas yogurt was much easier. We kind of had the equipment that we needed there. Mm. We just needed the culture to do it.
What do you do to make like sour cream?
Yeah, I know a few of our customers make sour cream.
Yeah, someone was telling me. I don't think it's all that difficult.
No,
not really.
I've never actually tried it, but someone said
it's
easy.
You just have to acidify the milk, I suppose.
You're going that way. And cottage cheese, I don't know what the process is there, but yeah.
It's different. Well, they're all a little bit different, aren't they? Just different temperatures, different types of. Sometimes they have a culture, and sometimes they just have like a lemon juice or a vinegar or something like that, which. That's like for ricotta or something. You just
actually, yeah. I suppose if you use like lemon juice or whatever, that'd like curdle a little.
There's so many options. There's so many options. I mean, it would be amazing to do it. It really would.
I hear people shouting down the radio, when's the next batch of chocolate milk coming out, Jess?
Oh, yeah, true.
This is a good question.
So that was the Easter treat, the last one when it came out, wasn't it?
Easter treat? Yeah, I think so.
Christmas treat for the fans?
Yeah, Christmas treat, I reckon. We were supposed to do it, Labour Weekend was what I wanted to do, but then it kind of just came and went, and I was like, oh, oops.
It's a bit like that this year, isn't it?
Very much so.
It's gone so fast.
It's like November already.
Yeah,
it's crazy. Now Mike's up there with us too.
Yeah, that's another big change. Mike from Raglan Chocolate.
Hopefully,
sharing
doesn't mind.
But he's building his new chocolate making space up there, which is really exciting, and
it's so cool. It smells amazing up there now because he's bought all his noisy grinding equipment up a while ago and set that up in our old shipping container in our old creamery, which is a shipping container. And when you're milking the cows now, you get these wafts of chocolate coming through.
There's a pipe that used to the milk used to run from the cow shed to the old creamery.
Yeah.
So there's a pipe still there that leads from the old creamery into the cow shed, and so it's literally like funneling chocolate smell into the cow shed, which is like the best,
it
but also really
good,
weird.
It?
Like,
it's very cool.
Cow poo, yeah, come over. Oh,
exactly.
What a combination. Experience.
And then,
so that's exciting. We're really excited about him being there.
Hopefully Lars won't mind us sharing, but Lars from Raglan Gelato is also moving up. To make his gelato, so Mike will move out of our old creamery and Lars will move in there. So we'll have a whole little food hub, which is, really cool.
That's really, really cool. Cool, you know. That's really interesting. A lot of people like that, there's always not enough space in town, eh? You know?
Yes.
To do stuff.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Might have to build another big massive shed, you guys.
It's just lovely to have them there. I mean, it's so exciting for us too because, especially Mike at the moment, he's so excited and passionate about what he's doing. And it's so cool to see that. Yeah. So, it's lovely. Lovely to be there.
Yeah. I'm trying to think what else has been happening up there. What is it? I was half past. Anyway, I better kind of wrap it up soon. Anything else you guys want to say?
Well, we just want to say a massive, huge thank you to Raglan Community. Without you guys, we couldn't have done this, really. And we're extremely grateful, always will be, so grateful for your support and getting on board, I guess.
Yeah, and our awesome staff.
The staff have been. We've had some fantastic staff. We've still got fantastic staff, and very appreciative.
It's always interesting going over there from all over the world too.
Totally. And it's just and if we ever have someone new start, I'm always like, welcome to the family, you know, because it's just like a big family, and we.
That's right. Yeah, that's how it feels up there too. You guys made a nice atmosphere up there for people, you know. Yeah.
Have cake on people's birthdays and.
Well, you've also moved into your own house too, Jess. That's something that happened in the last two years.
That's true.
Yeah.
That was exciting. Moving it.
Moving through the paddocks down the hill on the back of a truck.
That was
down a very steep hill and up a very steep hill.
Like, did I have insurance for that? I hope so. As it sat halfway up
really
the hill
scary.
Overnight while they when they came back. So it's certainly a work in progress, but I love it. I absolutely love it. And I love the character of it. And, it's just very, very lucky.
For sure. Yeah, it's a lovely old place. From the outside, anyway, I'll have to come around and have a cup of tea or something one day.
Games night.
We'll do that. One of these Sundays.
Definitely.
All right.
One quick thing I've just remembered.
Yes.
It's put a plug in for everybody. Please, now that it's getting so hot, get your chili bins and cooler bags out. For when we put your milk out for you. Because I hate putting milk out in you know, on a hot day, yeah, leaving true, it for true, people. Yeah. And yep. So, yeah, I was delivering milk in Hamilton yesterday, and it's just, there's a few places I went to that I left it there, and I was like, I don't want to leave the milk here, because I hadn't put a chili bin out.
Yeah,
and right. it's really important from now on, I think, that everyone remembers that.
Very good advice. Yeah. Yes. anything else to add?
Probably not. Well, hopefully we'll just keep keeping on up there.
Yeah.
yeah. Hopefully we'll still be there. And yeah. Everyone's, of course, always welcome. We have lots of people now that come up and get bits of milk because they're making cheese at home, which is so cool. Mm. Yeah. There's lots of people that have been doing cheese classes. Yeah. Like Gabrielle's doing cheese classes with halloumi. And people around the town doing... making their own bits of cheese, and they come back and so excited about what they've made, and and we love that. So we're very, very happy for anyone to come up if they want to get milk to make things. Just give us a bell and come on up.
Right on.
Yeah, you're always welcome.
And you do like a few tours that too, eh, Jess, up there?
Yeah, I love that. Well, a few weeks ago we had 45 6- and 7-year-olds when they arrived.
That was fun.
That I was like, what have I done? Like, this is way too many kids.
Yeah.
But actually, no, teachers were amazing, and it was really cool.
Teachers were amazing. The parents were amazing at helping, I guess.
Yeah.
It's great.
Yeah. Yeah, so I love it. That's what it's all about for me, is like educating people on farming and what we do. And So I want to get into that more and more, especially with the different... like the gelato and the chocolate coming up as well.
I think it's particularly interesting. I do bang on about this bit, but the urban kind of rural divide. It's kind of probably worse than ever.
I could bang on about this forever.
It doesn't need to be like that. I mean, and you know, there's still a lot of anti kind of farmer rhetoric around,
and a lot of misinformation,
and that
things
for sure,
that
you know?
People read that they that's come out on something and they think it's true, but. Yeah, come and talk to people about it instead of just jumping to conclusions, and you know, just find out what really happens before you, you know,
absolutely,
make judgments. I feel, because you know, what we're trying to do is the best by everything, really, our environment, our animals, and everything around us, and people, basically,
And you wouldn't find two more lovely people to talk to either, ladies and gentlemen, than Bronwyn and Jess.
Thank you, Craig.
Very lovely, nice, warm, empathetic people.
We have some lovely chats, actually, don't we? We really do. We have some deep, meaningful ways. Chats.
Oh, I like that.
It's very interesting. It's
anyway, I better wrap it up. It's kind of, I'll get this edited and send off to our friends at Free FM. So thanks very much for coming in, Bronwyn.
Oh, thank you for having me. It's been really cool.
Yeah, come back again. First time in the studio, yes.
Jess invited me to come, so I was like, okay.
You sure you want me?
Craig invited me.
I talk so much normally. I've tried to be restrained today, Jess.
I said to Mum, I've got, I'll look at you if you...
Shush, Mum, stop talking. I don't think I've had too many looks yet, have I?
No,
it's all been good. Thank you for coming in again, Jess.
No problem.
This is the 100th show after the very first guest.
So proud.
Will there be a 200th? Probably not, but you never know.
No, you see, what's so, Craig? Of course there will. Yeah, definitely. Yeah. You have to keep going. You've got it so well sussed here. I'm just so impressed.
Sometimes. All right. Well, thanks again, guys. Really appreciate you coming in. I know you're both really busy, so, yeah, thanks again. And you know, whenever the next thing comes out or whatever, we'll get you back on again.
Definitely.
Yeah. Cool. And we need to drag Kathy here.
Oh, yes, let's get Kathy on.
Somehow.
Well, have a chat about stuff.
She's not really into public speaking, but you never know. Could record her on the farm.
Yes, I do have a microphone at home
now. That would be a cool idea, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I do have a microphone. Yeah. I could do that, But, yeah, but still might freak her out, maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah. We'll work on it anyway. Yeah, work on it. Yeah, yeah. Cool. All right. Thanks, guys, and thank you.